So, hey one, this is your one and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal. Hey one, this is the most awaited episode. This is the first season of a most awaited episode about the solar system. And I've released the trailer for this season a long time back. And finally, your wait is over. And this is the first episode. So, in this particular episode, we'll be busting 15 popular myths about the solar system. And this is very interesting because all these myths are the ones which I get on the forum. I actually, and everyone suggested me about these myths. If you haven't participated in that forum, follow me on Instagram. My Instagram ID is _ASTROHIT _ again. And that is also mentioned in the description of this podcast. So you can see it from there as well. And the people also suggested me to change my voice modulation, be a little slow. And my previous listeners might be feeling that as well, because I am trying to be slow at this point of time. And the next up thing is that your personal astrophysics podcast is now on Patreon. We have started to work on Patreon, and we have started memberships. And there are certainly many benefits of purchasing our memberships on patreon.com. You can visit us on patreon.com by www.patreon.com/astrophysics. And I'd mention the link in this description. Okay, and so let me tell you something about the tiers as well. So if you are purchasing the membership starts from $5, and if you're purchasing that membership in $5, you'd get $5 monthly, and in that you'd get previous early access to episodes. Then it is of $10, in which you'd get early access to episodes, and on the note of add-on, you'd get bonus episodes as well. And then we'd add on $20 per month. In that you'd get monthly EMS, and then $35 per month, in which we'll add on a merchandise. So if you will stay with us till 12 months, then after 3 months you'd get a t-shirt, after 6 months you'd get a hoodie, after 9 months you'd get another t-shirt, full sleeves t-shirt, and after 12 months you'd get a cup of all of the merchandise of our astrophysics podcast, and mug would be printed with the astrophysics logo that we are having right here. And this is all for the merchandise. So follow us on Patreon. I'd mention the link of the Patreon in the description for this video. So let's now okay, and the next nice thing I forgot to tell is that we have started listener support as well. So if you're listening on this on Anchor, then you can see the option of listener support. Otherwise, if you are listening it on any other platform, then go to anchor.fm /RohitAgrawal92 to listener support, and that you'd support us by giving us some funds, and that would be really appreciated. So you could support us, and the link for that I'll also mention in the description. Let me tell you that it is www.anchor.fm/RohitAgrawal92. Okay, so, and the next thing is your suggestions and your feedbacks are always welcomed, and you could either mail them on agrawalrohit3107@gmail.com. I mentioned it in the description of the podcast, and on my Instagram ID as well, which is _astrohit_, and you could stay tuned with us on Instagram to get latest updates of all the podcast updates and all the new episodes. I'm mentioning each and everything on the Instagram ID. So that's all. And now we'd start with our content of our first episode. And so as the topic says, bursting 15 myths about the solar system, and that's interesting. Kind of interesting. So let's get on with our first myth. Oh my god, yucks, this myth is holy shit, man. This is about is the earth really flat? My God, I don't want to discuss about it all, yaar. Seriously. What I should say, dude? Earth, is the earth really flat? Let me start with this way. Once Neil deGrasse Tyson said that rise of flat earthers in the society is the biggest failure of our education system. And that is, I think, is the truth, right? Don't you think so? Because the flat earth is so hypothetical that we kind of even imagine it. And there are seriously a number of proofs that by which we can prove that earth is not flat, but it's kind of spherical. We'll come to it later. That is a myth number 11, which says that earth is not sphere, perfectly sphere. Let's leave it. But earth is certainly not flat. That's for very sure. Earth is not flat, and the biggest evidences are that images from NASA. They say NASA is fake. Oh my God, thank you very much. What did NASA get to fake? NASA is that big organization. Why they wanted to fool you? They are not your friends to fool you, right? Exactly, dude. So I think that I don't want to discuss it about. Seriously, this myth is really, really, what I should say, dude. Let's leave it. And the next thing, the next evidences are distances. Like on a sphere, the shortest distance is an arc rather than a straight line. So that is for sure obvious. Like from the shortest distance between New York and London is by passing through Greenland, and they are certainly not in the position of straight line if we map it on map, if we see it on map. So I think that it's very obvious that is because Earth is not flat, but it's in sphere. So this is how it gets on. And what I should say, dude, flat Earth is a biggest controversial topic in the history of astrophysics and space science. So let's get this aside. Second myth. Giant tortoise. Oh, that's even worse. That's even worse. Giant tortoise. Earth is standing on the pillar of infinite number of giant tortoises. Whoa. Actually, if we start to read Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time, on the very first page, our understanding of the universe, the first chapter is our understanding on the universe, and on the very first page, there was a name of a legend. He was a science legend, and he was a very big scientist, and very, very curious. I didn't remember his name. And one lady asked him once that he was telling something about Earth, and he was trying to say that Earth is spherical, Earth is certainly not flat. So once when lady stood up and she said that you don't know anything, young man, the Earth is standing on the pillar of giant tortoises. He smiled and said that what the tortoise is standing on. The lady thought for a while and then said, "You're very clever, young man," and sat down. So there was an incident that I told you that I remember when I read The Brief History of Time by Stephen Hawking. And that was certainly, it's certainly impossible to, that's the myth, yaar. I can't even explain what to do with this myth. That's, everything is in scientific explanation, why gravity exists, why all things orbit around the sun. Everything has evidences. Why the tortoise? I don't know. Let's leave it. But yeah, this is these both the myths are absolutely false, and there's no reason to it. And I have even I have no words to explain it as well. The next thing is no gravity in space or in the ISS. This is certainly the thing that most of people might be thinking by looking at the footages of ISS, that it has no gravity. And let me tell you the truth, that we're not going that far from Earth to feel no gravity at all on the ISS. But yes, there is 89% of Earth's gravity applicable in the ISS. Then the question arises that why we are floating in space then? If 89% of the Earth's gravity is there on the ISS, then why aren't we falling towards Earth? And the reason to it is that ISS is moving at a very high speed. If you're in the orbit of Earth, you are at very high speed. And that doesn't feel, because there's certainly not anything. If you're on Earth and you're traveling, you could feel that you're traveling, because you know what happens? The Earth is rushing, the air is rushing by. And in that way, you could feel that, yes, I am traveling. So what is the notion of we traveling, that air passes by, and because there's no air in the atmosphere, then you don't feel that you're traveling. But in the real sense, you are traveling at a very high speed, and certainly that speed is very high. So the ISS is moving about 1426 meters per second, if I'm not wrong. I'm not very sure with the stats that I'm saying right here, but yeah, the speed is very high, and because the speed is very high, it tends like that there's no gravity, and we feels like that we aren't falling. So that's something like very obvious. We are in a momentum to go in a direction, but we don't fall, and that's really the meaning of orbit. Why the satellites don't fall? Because they're floating. They feels like floating, but what they are actually doing is that they're orbiting the Earth. Similarly, the ISS is orbiting the Earth, and that is what it's floating. And if it is floating, then we are the part of ISS, then certainly we are also floating. So yes, there is gravity in space, or might be in the gravitational sphere of influence around the Earth, but yes, we don't feel it because we are floating, or most precisely, we are orbiting Earth. So that is the thing. And that was not a myth, but there was a misconception, because we have seen the footages, and we are not very clear with what is happening, but I think we should know, because yes, there is gravity in space and or on the ISS, right? So next up, sun is yellow. That's wrong. I think that everyone, this is the quote by either someone who hasn't studied science in 11th and 12th, because a science student of class 11th or 12th might absolutely know this, because the reason is that the light is white colored, and to prove that, we have footages from outer space. The sun appears to be pure white. And cause it's a yellow, that's true that it's a yellow dwarf, but that doesn't mean that the color of the sun is yellow. No, the color of the sun is not yellow, yaar. It's white, but that it appears to be yellow because of the wavelengths. Okay, so we have different wavelengths of white light, and cause atmosphere refracts the light. The shorter wavelengths get absorbed, and the longer wavelengths like red, orange, yellow, these wavelengths are the ones that we are able to see. So that is what it appears yellow, but it is not yellow. The real color of the sun is not yellow, but it appears to be yellow because of the refraction of light. Similarly, when the refraction is at its highest peak in the evening or in the morning, then we see sun yellow because the light actually travels distance more in the atmosphere, which ultimately absorbs the more wavelengths, and we see the longest wavelength, which is red. So this is the thing that sun is yellow. So sun is actually not yellow, sun is white, but yeah, we see it yellow because there are certainly the wavelengths and their conception. So yeah, that is the thing. So next up, fifth one, sun is on fire. Oh my god, no, actually feels like, because it's very warm, and it emits heat and light, and the next thing that we can correspond it to in our real life is fire. So we correspond it to fire, but yeah, this is not true. Of course, fire means combustion, and combustion is really different from thermonuclear fusion, thermonuclear reaction actually. So what happens really in sun is thermonuclear reaction, whereas what we are talking about fire is called combustion. So combustion and thermonuclear reaction are certainly very different, and but yeah, the same thing is that they emit heat and light, and that is what we correspond to fire. So that is not true. So what actually happens in the sun is what actually is required in the combustion is that we need loads of amount of oxygen to do combustion, and unfortunately we don't have that amount of oxygen, and the release of carbon dioxide and combustion. So there's combustion doesn't happen in the sun's core or anywhere on the sun, because combustion is a very different process. Combustion requires a material which could be combusted, and the next is the huge amount of oxygen, then there are leftovers. So combustion is different thing. Combustion is totally different. And what happens in sun is thermonuclear reaction. What happens in thermonuclear reaction is that there's loads and loads of amount of hydrogen which is reacted to form helium. So that is happening in the sun from millions and millions of years, and will happen to millions and millions of years. So yeah, this is true that sun emits heat and light, but yeah, the sun is not on fire. Actually, combustion is not happening. Combustion is different from thermonuclear reaction. In sun's core, we see thermonuclear reaction, not combustion. So that is wrong. So next up, it would be hard to fly through the asteroid belt. Oh, that's not true. That's not true, because we have done it many times. No, there is an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and we have done it multiple times. We have passed the asteroid belt multiple times. When we get to Cassini, when Cassini went to Saturn, and when Juno went, when Voyager 1 and 2 went. So we have New Horizons. So we have done it multiple times, and it's not really difficult to be to fly through the asteroid belt, but it feels like, because asteroids are very massive, and as we see them, we see a very dense belt, but you know, the things that we sent to space are very tiny in comparison of these asteroids. And according to a survey, the possibility I actually researched on this topic. So the possibility of getting struck by an asteroid by passing through the asteroid belt is 3,720:1. That's huge, dude. That's huge. So we feel it dense, but yeah, that's not dense enough. We could really pass by fast through the asteroid belt. It's not really difficult. The next up, Mercury is the hottest planet. No, wrong. If you relate it to your common sense or maybe the childish sense, then yes, you could feel that Mercury is the hottest planet. It feels obvious, but Mercury is not the hottest planet. Venus is the hottest planet of the solar system. And let me tell you a fact, that Mercury's daytime temperature is about 380 degrees Celsius, whereas Venus' hottest temperature, the day temperature is about 480 degrees Celsius. And that is because of huge amount of greenhouse effect on Venus. Actually, Mercury is just a piece of rock, nothing else. Mercury is just a piece of rock, and that rock gets heated up to a extent. But it feels obvious because Mercury is closer than Venus from Sun. It is actually about 5 billion kilometers closer than the Venus. So it feels like Mercury might be the hottest planet, but it is not, because on Venus there is a huge amount of greenhouse gas like carbon dioxide, so which really traps the heat, and which extends the daytime temperature of Venus to be 480 degrees Celsius. So that's not factual that Mercury is the hottest planet, but Mercury is very hot, but in comparison to Venus, it's cooler. So Mercury is not the hottest planet, Venus is. Okay, fine. Next up, myth number 8. Only one side of the moon sees sun. No, that's wrong. Actually, there is phases of moon. Okay, so there's 14 day night and 14 day a day, actually 40. Actually, 14 days there is night on the moon and 14 days there's day on the moon, because moon doesn't rotate on its axis, but moon revolves around the earth, and that really corresponds to mechanics when 14 days after the far side of the moon comes in direct contact with the sun, and after 14 days the next tide comes up. So that is not true that one side of the moon doesn't get sun, but yes, there is a huge difference. Unlike we get 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night, but on a moon they get 14 days of day and 14 days of night. Okay, so next up, Earth is closer to sun in summer and farther in winter. No, that's vice versa. That's vice versa indeed. Yes, Earth is closer to sun in winters and further in summer. Okay, so that's vice versa. It's not true. Actually, this would be true if Earth is perpendicular to the axis which it's orbiting on. Okay, so the sun's orbit, and if the inclination of the Earth's orbit would be perpendicular to each other, then that would be the truth indeed. But cause it's tilted, around 6 months, the northern hemisphere gets heated up intensely, and this is when the southern hemisphere feels winter and northern hemisphere feels summer, and the another time when the tilt goes vice versa, then the southern hemisphere feels summer and the northern hemisphere feels winter. So this is how it happens. It's really not correspond to the notion that we are how much we are closer or how much we are further. No, that's not true. That could make the difference, but yes, the reason the seasons are different is that we are tilted on our axis, not the reason that the Earth goes further from the sun or closer to the sun. No, that's not correct. Next up, Earth is perfectly sphere. No, that's not the truth. Earth is not the perfect sphere. Earth, actually, if you would see it from the perspective of atmosphere, we would include atmosphere in that, not the surface, then yes, Earth is a perfectly sphere because atmosphere is equally distributed all throughout. But yes, if you talk about the land only, like if you not include water, if you include the land structure of the Earth, then Earth is not perfectly sphere, because the land we are living on is slightly more than the land beneath the oceans. So actually it feels that it's Earth is swollen on some parts of Asia, and so Earth is not perfectly sphere if we are concerned about the landmass, because Earth feels to be swollen above the Asia, Earth feels to be swollen above Europe, America, the places that we inhabit on, and beneath the oceans there is huge, like we could say there's huge depression type. So yes, Earth is not perfectly sphere if you're talking about the landmass, but if you're talking about the atmospheres, if you're including atmosphere, the water, then yeah, Earth is perfectly sphere because atmosphere is equally distributed. No, yes. Next, astrology can predict your personality as future. The biggest myth that everyone is believing. The biggest myth. Astrology. Astrologers. Oh my god, that's really the perception of the society. That's the wrong mentality of the society, that astrology can predict your personality. Whoa. Astrology can predict your future. They are hypothetical. They are misconceptualized. anything doesn't correspond to that, seriously, if we're talking about if there is an answer to this scientifically, there is no answer to it scientifically. Seriously, there is no answer to it scientifically. They are just hypothetical. It was just created to make fun of it. It was just created to assume some things, like assuming your personality on behalf of your astrological signs. That's assumptions. There are really no scientific reasons to it. There are such as assumptions. There are certain assumptions. They are everything that are assumptions. There is no scientific reason to it. And if it gets perfectly fit, then oh my God, astrology is true. And if it doesn't get fit, then you also believe that astrology isn't true. So then many times they say something that's truth indeed, and you find that that's the magic of astrology. So there's certainly some things I won't go into that, because that would be really contradictory. But yes, I could really say that this is my belief, and this should be yours, that astrology cannot predict your personality or future. This is a myth that everyone is believing on. Studying science, everyone, the person who studies science also believe that astrology is true. And the one thing that I nail here is that every newspaper, every TV show, every news has a weekly or maybe daily column for astrology, and no newspaper, nothing, is having a daily, even a weekly column of astronomy. So you know what astronomy is and what we take it for granted for astrology. So what is the designation of astrology in our society? If that would be the designation of astronomy in our society, then seriously, there'd be drastic change. Seriously, there'd be drastic change. People really misconceptualize astronomy and astrology. Astronomy is the real scientific study, and astrology is just hypothetical. Astrology is just waste of time, I guess. Waste of time, waste of everything. Astrology has no base to stand on, and astronomy has the broadest base I have ever seen. The next up, I not consider it now. That was really hilarious, dude. I won't know. That's myth. That's real myth. Next up, Jupiter circles the sun. Okay, so that seems obvious, right? You won't say that is a myth, but that is obvious to many people. And yes, that is because, yeah, Jupiter is a planet, sun is a star. A planet could orbit a star, not a, so that's obvious. But let me tell you a fact, that Jupiter is massive enough that Jupiter and our sun is in the double body orbiting system. You know what double body orbiting system is? That there is a common center of mass for both of them. For Jupiter and for Saturn, there's a common center of mass, which we know as barycenter, although that is more tilted towards the sun because sun is larger than Jupiter. So they orbit their common center of mass. So Jupiter doesn't orbit the sun as a moon orbits the earth. Every other planet orbits the sun, but Jupiter doesn't do that. Jupiter and Sun are in the double body system, where they both orbit their center of mass, and that is known as the barycenter. And you know, that's tilted towards the sun. That's hugely tilted towards the sun. That's what we feel. That's what we won't feel. That there is a similar case in the solar system about the double body system, like that is seen between Pluto and its moon Charon. So Charon and Pluto also, Charon and Pluto has a very, very, very strange orbit. Okay, so Charon and Pluto they're very alike, although Pluto is slightly larger, and they orbit their common center of mass, and it feels so. In the case of Jupiter and Saturn, in the Sun, it won't feel so that they are orbiting their common center of mass, but in the Charon and Pluto, if you'd look at it, then you'd feel that, seriously, it looks like they're orbiting their common center of mass. Or but then too, Pluto is the planet and Charon is the moon. So, bad luck. Next up. Emmys Fermi developed the Fermi paradox about the existence of aliens. Wrong. No. Fermi paradox was something very different. Fermi paradox was really something different. Fermi paradox didn't say that aliens exists, but actually it asks certain questions about the existence of aliens. And it actually tells us about that aliens can exist. It doesn't say that aliens exist, but it asks certain questions. It asks certain proofs that, yeah, aliens can exist. And actually, it never proved the existence of aliens. If it had, then we'd be having convo with aliens till now. But we don't know where the aliens are. So Fermi paradox doesn't prove that there are aliens. But yeah, it says that there can be aliens, and it says it has certain proofs that, yeah, we could determine how aliens would be. But Fermi paradox has no linking with the existence of aliens and prove, especially the proof with the existence of aliens. No, that's not true. Myth again. 15th, the vacuum of space is always cold. No, that's not true. The vacuum of space is always not cold. Actually, what happens is that, of course, there are no atmosphere, there are no gases. So the temperature of space varies. It drastically varies. So, and most of the time, it feels like cold. So that is what we have seen it in movies. That is what we have seen in sci-fi movies, that it is cold. But actually, the temperature of the space, outer space, varies. And it varies hugely because there are no gases to trap heat. There are no gases to release heat. So it actually varies as there is the variation of the temperature on no atmosphere planets. Like a moon has a variation. It's a huge variation of temperature. Similarly, the outer space has the variation of temperature. And that is what it is. Dude, no, there's no reason to it. But this is certainly the myth that the vacuum of space is always cold. The next up, a body would burst in the outer space. No. This is what we have seen in sci-fi movies, right? This is again a sci-fi movie myth. The myth that sci-fi movies created. Whoa, why did they do that, guys? Why did they do that? Actually, our body wouldn't burst in the outer space, but rather what would happen is that our bodies would expand. Actually skin is that tight that it could hold our organs on the exact position where they are right now, and our blood would actually body temperature would rise. That will expand our body size, but yeah, it wouldn't expand. And the reason for the death of the people out there in space is not that vacuum would explode their body, the body would explode in vacuum. No, the reason is not that, I guess. The reason is that of oxygen. We're not got sufficient oxygen. After 5 seconds, you'd feel unconscious, and after 2 minutes, you'd die because of lack of oxygen. Vacuum would make your body burst. Actually, it would inflate it like a balloon, but it won't burst because our skin is very tight. Our internal organs are very strong. No, they won't burst, but yes, you would die within 2 minutes, and we'd be unconscious after 5 seconds. So, because of lack of oxygen, but that's not true. So we have completed all 15 myths. Whoa, congratulations, everyone. We have busted 15 popular myths about the solar system. And that was really insane to be the part of this. And these myths, I hope you won't believe on these myths. And share this episode with your friends who still believe on these myths. And I'd really like to bring up actually this actually this episode was really centric to solar system, I'd like to bring it to our universe as well. So there are many popular myths about the universe as well, like black holes suck. So I won't include it in this. Actually, these were the myths about the solar system, and I'd like to bring up the next episode about so myths of our universe. So this was all for this episode. Every suggestion and feedback, I'm repeating, every suggestions and feedback are really welcomed on email, Instagram, and please stay tuned on Instagram, because every latest update is available on Instagram. Go on, guys. Thank you very much for this video. You just now has listened to your and only personal astrophysicist, Rohit Agrawal. Thank you very much.